So I promise you, you're living in a Genesis 3 repeat. Everything happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. All you have to do is unfold each thing. What did the devil tell Eve? The world, the flesh, the pride of life. That's the same game playing today. She saw that fruit of that tree was good for, it was good to the eyes, good for pleasure, and make her wise. That same fruit is what people are seeking right now through their ayahuasca, through their DMT, through their marijuana, whatever. They want to get high. What does that mean? They're trying to get higher, higher than the 3D. They want to get high. They want to rise up and go beyond. Well, they might go beyond, but there was a movie that was out 3 or 4 years ago, some Lucy in the Sky or something like that. Anyway, she was an astronaut. She went kind of crazy, and then she had a faithful husband. She cheated on him, and our marriage fell apart, and everything fell apart. She was trying to get high. She was trying to be free, right? Well, your only freedom is in Christ. What is it? What is the gist of all this? That fruit. What is the gist of it all? You're stuck in this repeat time simulation, and people want to get out. Whether they know it or not, that's what they're trying to do. They don't even know what they're in, but they're trying to get out. Get out of responsibilities, get out of the pain, get out of the memories, get out of their guilt, shame, condemnation. They're trying to get out of this place. But they're trying to get out with the wrong tools. The wrong tools. They're trying to use the energy of the flesh or Satan, Lucifer, Lucy Light, which is not light. It's just called Lucy Light, but it's just like Lucille Ball. It's just foolishness. And so that's why they use the drama to try to look. The narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, they do the same stuff over and over and over. They're all playing the same drama game. And all you have to do is take your time, be patient, and it always reveals itself. It always reveals itself. So the Lucy Light, the drama, the chaos, the insanity, the drugs, the drinking, the TGIF, whatever it is, they're trying to rise up. They're trying to get high, higher, without Jesus. And you see what happened when Adam and Eve tried to get back to the spirit plane. They tried to get higher than God. They pretty much tried to usurp authority is pretty much what it comes down to, because the devil was trying to usurp God, thought he was God. So a common denominator is they hate authority. They got some voice whispering to them, some demon, some demonic spirit, some kind of rebellious spirit trying to whisper to them to take a shortcut, go in the back door. They're trying to create heaven on earth in a way. You can have heaven on earth in Christ, peace, contentment in whatever you're in. And see, what's a trip is whether it's Facebook, Instagram, previously it was just the stars, the Hollywood stars. They look like they're living the life, right? But you see what happened to Alec Baldwin when he ends up shooting somebody. That was probably a intentional thing. But they all have to do a sacrifice. To rise up in the system, they all have to do some kind of sacrifice. They're slaves to the devil. They have to follow the way of Cain. Cain killed Abel. Why? Abel brought a blood sacrifice. Cain brought a fruit sacrifice of his own works of the field. It wasn't good enough. So what did Abel do? He did a blood sacrifice by killing Abel. Because he didn't want to look at himself in the mirror. He was afraid to look at himself. He fell short. Abel was blessed. This is why they persecute the church. I saw a sign the other day that says, God is able. What does that mean? AB is abdomen. LE or EL is God, the abdomen of God. God is able. Abel, the man Abel, pointed to the blood sacrifice. That's why I say sugar cane killed your ability. You're not able to function when you eat sugar. Sugar cane kills your able, your ability. Able body. Sugar is bad for you. Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel. It's encoded in everything. Something I noticed the other day is the Popeye cartoon. He would eat spinach, and his girlfriend, or whoever she was, her name's Olive. Extra virgin olive oil. Olive. So Olive and spinach, olives and spinach are healthy for you. They have some essential nutrients to get cut down inflammation. The inflammation is your worst enemy. And sugar brings inflammation to your feet, to your nerves, to your eyes, to your joints, to your... It just brings inflammation. And you won't know what I'm talking about until you cut back sugar. I promise you. You'll feel like a new person. You'll feel 20 years younger. But you can tell people till the cows go home. They tried to tell me until I had to do it. And then when I did it, it's like, oh, I should have listened. I didn't believe it. I was being told the truth, but I was not wanting to believe the truth. And that's the way it is in Genesis 3. We're in a system of lies. And you're rubbing shoulders with people who believe lies. Just like the holidays. They're just a mockery of the holy days. The holidays are just it's a money-making scheme. That's all it is. It's not even real. People don't even know what the holidays mean. They just go. They just want to have fun. And then they want to get together with a bunch of people that they don't even like. They want to hang out with people that as soon as they leave, they hate them. They go around people that they don't even like. What in the world? What kind of holiday? What kind of... What is that about? Anyway, Genesis 3 reveals it all. The poison of that snake is what you're facing every moment. They're always a salesman, Delilah, whoever. They're trying to pull you into that poisonous lie.